You're listening to SBS News.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé. That's for les bleus for last night. Thank you very much. Allez les bleus.
Restaurateur David Bitton clearly enjoyed the victory for France over the Wallabies in the second test. Coming the day before France's National Day, the 14th of July, it arrived at the perfect time to lift his spirits during the lockdown. The situation has hit his three French restaurants hard. 300 prepaid patrons will need to be reimbursed for what's usually one of his biggest days of the year, when the storming of the Bastille is celebrated.
Today is one of our third or fourth biggest day of the year after Mother's Day and Father's Day. So we had 300 people booked across the three venues. So we have to refund all the money to these people. Some of them may move dates, but until we don't know lockdown, no lockdown, we don't know what we're going to do. So we rather refund the money, which is the right things to do.
He welcomes the financial assistance both the New South Wales government and the federal government have made available. But Mr. Bitton says he wishes the process of accessing the payments was more straightforward.
I didn't go to school. You know, I'm a chef. I'm a self-made young man with my wife. Understanding when are we going to be entitled. So with the state, I understand it's the 19th of July. We can apply for it. For the federal, if I understood clearly, we can put an expression of interest. But doesn't tell me the number. Doesn't tell me what we're going to get. We've got suppliers to pay, staff to keep.
The Council of Small Business Organisations of Australia has also called for an easier and standardised system for future lockdowns. Alexi Boyd is the organisation's interim chief executive.
There's still a lot of confusion around how to operate within the lockdown context. And I think we need to be realistic. The future is going to include lockdowns until we get vaccinations up to scratch. And that's really what we're calling for is help us to plan our way out of this so that we can help build that economic recovery.
According to the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, the damage to the national economy is forecast to be around $1 billion for each week that the lockdown lasts. But the bank's chief economist, Stephen Holmerich, is predicting spending will bounce back quickly when restrictions are eased.
And that was certainly the experience in Victoria last year. And even this year, when we look at the lockdowns, let's say in the Northern Beaches, spending will return quite quickly. And even in the last 2 weeks, we had a short lockdown in the Northern Territory. For the period of lockdown, spending declined quite sharply. And then last week, when the lockdown was ended, spending improved and recovered very quickly.
The impact on workers has been addressed by the upgraded package. But unions say the provisions don't go far enough to protect job security. Michelle O'Brien is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and she believes the financial assistance to businesses should be linked with a guarantee to keep staff employed.
That's what's missing out of this announcement. It's not enough to sort of ask people to do the right thing and wish that that's going to be right. We need to make sure that working people are protected, and if businesses are getting taxpayers' money, then they should guarantee that those workers stay in jobs.
John Baldock, SBS News.